Okay, so again, for today, we're on page 258, Siman Sadiches, Sif Dalet. So last time we were together, we discussed the very important halacha that a person is supposed to daven Shmoneh Esrei Derech Tachnunim, Derech Tachnunim, in a beseeching way. And we saw Bir Halacha last time, who brought down a number of poskim, that if a person does not, at least for the first paragraph of Shmoneh Esrei, what we call Avos, daven in such a fashion, there's a question whether they have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei or not. So again, that's very, very important to bear in mind, that short halacha and gimel. Dalet. Hatfila hi b'makom ha-karban. As we all know, davening is in place of sacrifices, or a sacrifice. V'lekach. Therefore, tzarech lizar shetehei dugmas ha-karban. So therefore, a person has to make sure that their tefila, their davening, is analogous to halachas that pertain to bringing a carbon. For example, bekavana, for example, intent. Lo yarav ba makshava acheres. You can't have a outside false thought during davening. Kamo makshava psulas bekachim. Same way that if the kohen who's offering up the carbon or the owner who's bringing the carbon has a wrong intent while the carbon is being brought, that could invalidate the carbon. So too with davening. Umilmad, also, when you brought a carbon, dumya du avoda, so the same way like the avoda that you didn't sit when, you know, they didn't pull up a chair for you when you brought a carbon. So to the kohanim, they stood while they did a carbon. So too, which one asks, right? Again, unless there's health reasons, you have to stand. Kviyos makom. And also you have to have a set place when you daven, just like korbanos. What does that mean? Kamoza korbanos shukol echa kavua min kamo l'shkitaso matan damo. Every korban had a place in the Beis HaMikdash where it had to be brought. See this in korbanos at the beginning of davening. At a certain place. Everyone had a certain place. And also for the sprinkling of the blood also. So too our davening, right? So we learned this before. So, you know, one day you sit there, the other day you sit there, another day you sit there. We saw some poskim talk about shuls, you know, you shouldn't call shul hopping. So too. Shlo yachotz davar beino lakir. Also, there shouldn't be anything separating between you and the wall. We discussed that also previously in halacha. Dumi l'karban shachatzitza posels beino lakir. So too, a karban, there wasn't supposed to be anything between that the carbon and the wall of the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Bishop Brewer brings down the Taz, very interesting Taz, that the Taz says also that when we say there shouldn't be anything between the person who's davening in the wall, just like by a carbon, again we discussed this halacha before, what's considered something in between you and the wall, there's a lot of exceptions to that, but the Tor brings down that there shouldn't be anything between you and the ground. I mean, me and the ground. So the Taz explains the Torah, that means it's something more than three tefachim. More than three tefachim. We've gotten to that shir before. We discussed that. Now, less than three tefachim, there's absolutely no problem. And Mishnah Berurah brings down some people say, no, even less than three tefachim is a problem. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, but according to everyone, there's no problem that if, like on Yom Kippur, we put down towels, things like towels, paper towels. So when we bow down, also Rosh Hashanah, when we bow down, so the Mishnah Berurah brings down, according to everyone, these, in those days they didn't have paper towels. Well, that's hard to imagine. But they used to put down like grass or like something like that, like vegetation down, so in between the person and the floor. So the Mishnah Berurah says that's no problem. There's no problem whatsoever. But therefore, the Mishnah Berurah, I don't know if you'd want to do this, but you never know. Mishnah Berurah brings down, therefore, again, bearing in mind this idea that there shouldn't be anything between you and the floor, so therefore you shouldn't daven in a pool. Unless you're really in shallow water. I don't know, but I'm assuming that, you know, that we're talking about somebody's floating. So I know, I don't know why either, but you never know. I'm sure.
A little bit of water.
I'm sure.
Unless it's a Zman issue if you're swimming to Catalina or something.
Yeah, or, you know, like,
I don't know.
You have to ask people who taught high school. I'm sure this is
cool.
All right, anyways, okay, Rabosai. Now, also, the mission, let's finish our Rabosai, please. Also, just continuing, very interesting idea that we finished Dalad with. Person should have special clothes for davening, nice clothes for davening. Could go on big day kuna, like the Kohen, right? Kohen didn't wear his street clothes, as we call it. But people, a lot of times people can't do this, right? Can't afford special clothes just for davening. But she have pants, special pants for davening, so they'd be clean. Now again, you can imagine, like, especially in those days, no paved roads, and their clothes were no dry cleaners. They had cleaners, but not dry cleaners. So cleanliness was a big problem. We've seen this before about wearing boots in shul and things like that. So again, the clothes that we wear into a shul or for davening, even that Shabbos should be clean and neat. This is one idea some bring down, why some people wear a hat for davening. And so it's a special garment. Most people don't wear a hat walking around in the street. So therefore, again, this would be an idea that at least you have something that you wear just for davening. Okay, there's other ideas with this. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight. And again, very interesting halacha, and we'll continue this.